have you noticed this? The question, do you know what you're eating? And I say that because if you've looked at the back of packages, and I'm a package reader, you probably noticed that the nutrition facts table has begun to look different over the last couple of years. Calories are bigger and bolder, serving size more visible, more accurately reflects the amount people actually eat. And as of January 1st of this year, nearly all packaged foods and beverages made by large companies must comply with these new requirements. That's just one step forward. My next guest, Grace DeRosa, is a registered dietitian, certified diabetes educator, certified health coach at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And not only can you read boxes, but there are other healthy things we can do to get started in 2020. Grace, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve. Good morning.
A good place, you got to be a package reader. That's my advice for the day. You got to look at the packages because you might think one thing and then you look at it and you go, I had no idea. I have more revelations in the grocery store than I do most places, Grace.
Absolutely.
I mean, I look down and 100%. Go, really? Yeah. Who knew there was sugar in bacon? I mean, come on, people.
Right?
I mean, seriously.
Everyone knew about salt and fat, but then, yes, sugar. I mean, there's sugar in ketchup. There's sugar in yogurt. There's sugar in barbecue sauce, salad dressings. So definitely taking a peek at that back of the label there can really enlighten us on what we're putting into our body.
Very true. My grandfather used to say, you know, yogurt was good for you until they turned it into ice cream. you know, and he's pretty right about that, wasn't he?
Yeah, my mom always says, when did breakfast become dessert?
What?
With waffles and pancakes and muffins and everything.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so let's talk about some of this, see if we can get through some of these things. You're an expert in the field, and tell me, in 2020, where do we start to make ourselves, I mean, not everybody's going to follow the New Year's resolution perfectly, but maybe we can give them something to take home with them today.
Absolutely. So, a reminder to people that over 80% of people fail their New Year's resolutions by February because they're so big. There's so much. It's such a change.
I don't want to fail, so go on.
Yeah. So if we could figure out a way, I always tell people, be a SMARTY, and it's an acronym. When you're setting any kind of goal, whether it be a health goal, whether it be a New Year's resolution, or wanting to save more money to travel. So S stands for specific and supported. You want the goal to be very specific, and you want to have a support system to help you.
Okay.
M is measurable. So whatever you're doing, find a way to measure it so you can watch yourself improve and progress.
Good. Got to quantify it. Next.
Yes. A, make it something that is adjustable. So I always say, if you don't bend, you're going to break. So be flexible with yourself, but also keep yourself accountable. And that kind of could be with supported. Maybe you have someone, a workout buddy.
Yeah, I think you have to be accountable. If you don't have somebody that you can go to, then people slide off. If you have somebody you have to answer to, whether it's a spouse, somebody at work, whoever it is, at the gym, you're right. It works out better. Next.
R is realistic. So if you've never ran before, don't tell me you're running a marathon this weekend because it's probably not going to happen.
Correct.
T is timely, or give it a time frame. So maybe for the first 3 months, you're going to focus on drinking more water every day and having at least 32 ounces a day.
I thought you were going to say drinking more every day. No. Just water. Just lots of must hydrate. Must hydrate.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can still have that every once in a while, though. Moderation.
Right. But keep in mind, alcohol does affect your metabolism. So if you're trying to lose weight, alcohol more than a glass of wine can certainly affect your metabolism. Okay, go on.
Absolutely. And then E. I add E on because I think E makes it fun. E stands for enjoyable and exciting. If you're not going to enjoy it, if you're going to tell yourself you're going to eat broccoli every day, but you hate broccoli, maybe try cauliflower.
But what if you hate both? Some people don't eat green vegetables. Yeah, we'll work it out. But, you know, the fact is there are so many different plans out there and possibilities. It can be a bit overwhelming. So I think that somebody has to, first of all, make a decision. If you want to, you know, be healthier or eat clean, we say, you have to start somewhere. And so you can start by being specific. Here's what I want to do. Because with all the different programs out there, Grace, I think that people can get lost. You know, they get target confusion. There's just so much going on. Pick one. Read a little bit, but don't read 100 of them. Read two or three and say, okay, I think I'm going to try this. and stick with it and try something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think what's hard, too, is, like, with some of those diet plans or fad diets, if you will, they're short-term. So here, I'm going to pick on one. Are you ready?
Yep.
The keto diet.
All right.
It's super popular. But what it does is it tells you, it demonizes an entire nutrition group. Like, carbohydrates are evil all of a sudden. I feel bad for the bagel. Like, you can't have an apple.
I feel bad for the bagel. I feel bad for the bagel, too. You know, cream cheese and lox on my bagel is a beautiful thing. Not right now. I think the biggest culprit in our society that does not get the attention is sugar. We spend our time talking about salt and fat and cholesterol, like you're talking about. Cholesterol is good. It makes my brain work. Sugar feeds, you know, hypertension. Sugar feeds tumors. Sugar creates a surge in cholesterol, in serum cholesterol. Yeah. People don't realize that, but sugar makes your serum cholesterol surge. Not eating fat from a steak. I mean, that's just scientific fact, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and I definitely want to stress, those added sugars, they accumulate so quickly. So the average American is getting about 17 teaspoons of added sugar a day. But for men, you're only supposed to have 9 teaspoons of added sugar a day. I'm only, as a woman, allowed to get 6 teaspoons a day. And kids are supposed to hover right around 4 to 6 teaspoons a day. So we are doubling that number, tripling even in some cases, so quickly because what I call coffee milkshakes that are out there.
Oh,
all
yeah.
the little
Again,
hidden added sugars.
It's not just breakfast that is dessert. Coffee is dessert. Dessert is dessert. Lunch is it's all true. I got to leave it there, Grace, but good outlines there, and I think that people need to be, you know, you got to try and start somewhere. Grace DeRosa, registered dietitian, certified diabetes educator, and certified health coach at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Thank you for stopping in. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. Have a great one.
You too. There's Grace DeRosa on her way out the door. Still to come, Michelle Malkin here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.